Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Joe, Merry freaking Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen. You know, today is Festivus. Before I get into my and I got a lot to complain about. I have to ask both you two guys are giant guys.
Yep.
Okay? And both of you are. Would John Mara, who I know absolutely despises the Jets, would he trade with, if you guys get the number one pick, would he trade with the Jets, you know, so we could get Mendoza?
I think he would. Mainly, Joe, because the Giants need so much more elite talent. And the only chance to get that, because they don't have any cap space, is in the draft.
Right. Yeah.
And so, honestly, for you, though, Joe, it's going to depend on where you finish.
Yeah,
like, if you mess around
now
and win a game.
Get out with it. Tiki, you played the Patriots and the Bills. What win?
True, right?
What are you talking
but
about?
But let's just say you mess around and win a game. Then all of a sudden, you got a long way to go. But I think going from four to one, that's not that hard.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see them going to one. It would be great if that happened. They wouldn't have to give up any draft capital to get the quarterback. But come on, right now, they'd have a hard time beating Indiana or Ohio State. I mean, you know, come on. I mean,
oh, it's really amazing.
Don't you hate when your team gets to that point?
You know what?
Where you start talking about they're worse than the best college teams.
Yes. But I'm so – what if college guys get paid now, too. So, you know, I'm so used to it, but I'm so disgusted. I mean, between what – and I'm going to be nice. And it's a family show. Between what Steve Cohen and David Stearns have done to my baseball team and the fact that this Jets season has turned into a unmitigated disaster outside of the moves. I mean, look, I give Muji credit. He did a great job getting all those draft picks.
Yeah, right.
You know. But, I mean, there's a lot to complain about.
I mean, it was bad on Sunday. I didn't think it was that bad to make you sick, Joe. I mean.
Yeah, I wasn't good. Let me tell you, seriously, guys, I was in bed all day yesterday. I mean, I got up and I couldn't. That's it. I said, bed. I told my wife, I got to go back to bed. I didn't get up all day. I didn't even eat. I didn't even eat yesterday. Didn't take a shower, and that never happened. That's how bad I was.
I'm glad that we're on Zoom right now.
Yeah, no, I showered now. Don't worry.
So, Joe, you mentioned obviously trading up. I think the Giants would do it. To me, they're going to trade to the highest bidder. This is going to be unique because I think it's more than, I was arguing about this with Evan last week, more than matching up on the charts thing. If the Jets and Raiders, and this becomes like a slight bidding war to trade up with the Giants,
right,
if it got to that point, Is there a point where you would bow out and be okay if the Raiders were the ones that traded with the Giants, though? How badly do you want Mendoza?
Do the Raiders have what we have to give? You know, I think that's
well,
the
that's
key.
Exactly it. So,
yeah.
I mean, but to do that, you're going to have to give up probably what? You know, besides the swap.
Well, let me ask you, Sean, because you're a big Giant fan, and Tiki, you know, both of you guys. So let's say, you know, Muji goes to Shane and says, look, you know, here's the deal.
Right.
We'll give you our number one. Obviously, you're going to switch number ones.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll give you the Colt pick, at whatever, and that's getting better and better all the time.
Oh, yeah, don't doubt.
They're sinking fast. We'll give you a number one this year, the Colt pick. We'll give you a number one next year. We'll give you a number two this year and a number two next year. Would you do it?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
No doubt. I think that's, Joe, I know we're not allowed to think this way, but there's a chance that that actually works out for both the Jets and Giants.
Yeah,
and I think we
of course.
Walk away very happy.
Of course.
Boy, wouldn't that be a novel concept?
Wow.
The other thing I would tell you guys, though, we keep focusing on the Raiders and them competing with the Jets and asking, do they have it?
Cleveland?
Do they have it? Yeah, man. Cleveland's lurking after that draft trade last year with Jacksonville. They have the capital, too, Joe.
Yeah. Are they completely not sold on Sanders, though? I mean,
I don't think so. But I think what might happen, Joe, is that Stefanski gets fired.
Right.
I mean, Stefanski gets fired. And whoever comes in doesn't like any other quarterback situations. You know what I mean? Because it's just bad there. From Gabriel, he's too little. Shador Sanders has been inconsistent.
Are they still paying Deshaun Watson too?
And Deshaun Watson, yes, they're still on their books. And so,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think our teams are bad. That's a cluster.
No, it's a total cluster. But that's why I think, you know, if you bring somebody new in there, they might look at those picks and go, I like Fernando Mendoza. This is what could change us forever.
Right.
And that I think they're like the secret team that's lurking. You know, Joe, we also talked about earlier everything that's suddenly happening with the Ravens since that horrible loss on Sunday night. They kind of feel like they could be disbanding a little bit. I don't think this is likely.
John Harbaugh?
We're talking about John Harbaugh to the Giants, but even the idea of could Baltimore actually look to get out of Lamar Jackson after this year? Would you rather a Lamar Jackson on a hefty salary or start over trading up the picks to get a Mendoza?
You know, as good as Jackson is, and you know, I honestly, he's very good. I look at him as a little overrated, a little bit. I'm not saying he's not tremendous. He's got two MVPs, but he doesn't win in the playoffs. He's never been to a Super Bowl. He's been banged up a lot this year. Honestly, guys, seriously, and I really mean this, okay? I want my guy. I want to get, for the first time since Joe Namath, I want my quarterback. Does that make sense to you?
No, it does, because you want to draft your look, it's okay if you get a veteran that comes in and he wins for a couple of years and whatever it is what it is.
Right.
But very rarely is that going to be like Matt Stafford. Right? Matt Stafford was really good in Detroit. They sucked as a team, but he was really good.
Tremendous.
He goes to LA, he's better.
Yeah.
He's better as a Ram. I mean,
look at the team he's
right?
got.
Look, if he somehow plays another 2 years, let's say wins another Super Bowl, whatever. I'm just doing that to make him a Hall of Famer. And he goes in the Hall of Fame. Is he going in as a Detroit Lion or is he going in as an LA Ram?
No, he's a Ram.
Exactly.
He's a Ram now.
Now think about that. This is Matt Stafford. He was
Now you're right.
And so, but that's rare. My point is that's very rare. And so you need to kind of do it yourself. Get a kid young, build him up, put good stuff around him. You know, win while he's young and you haven't paid him yet, and then ultimately you have a franchise quarterback. But it feels like it's easy. It's just not easy to do.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, we haven't had one in 60 years, so I gotta ask both you guys this too. This talk about trading Dart, what are you nuts?
No.
I mean, come on,
Evan's bringing that up because he's trying to.
But get Dart to the Jets?
No, I think maybe. But I think he's.
Well, that would never happen. The Giants would never make that.
Absolutely
trade
not. I think he's trying to say whenever the new coach comes in, if the new coach doesn't like Jackson Dart, or I don't know why he wouldn't, don't you have to have an open mind about who the quarterback, the new head coach wants.
And this is what I would say about Dart too, Joe, is if the Giants, like let's say we find out in another year, you know what, maybe we overrated Dart to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is why I want that number one pick in the trade out, because you talked about getting that extra one next year. Well, what the hell's to stop the Giants? If Dart stinks, then the Giants are going to stink next year. They'll be right back in the mix. I have no problem waiting a year and drafting a quarterback after that. Why would I give up on him after year one?
Right. Well, the guy that I really want more than anybody is next year, and that's Arch Manning. Now,
who got better as the year went on,
Bro, I'm telling you, you know this as well as I. Look, there's no guarantees for quarterbacks, anything in the NFL as far as coming from college, but certainly quarterbacks. But everything, you know, he's gotten better, like you said. Texas should have been in the playoff, but that's for another day.
Yeah. Had a better case than Notre Dame, but I digress.
Well, I mean, they probably did, but Notre Dame should have been there, too. I mean, what, do I need to see James Madison and Tulane in the playoffs?
No.
I mean, come on.
No.
You know, but be that as it may. You know, I like Manning. He's got the Manning pedigree. You know, he's going to play another year. He probably wants to see if he can win the Heisman Trophy, too, because none of the Mannings ever won it.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably a factor, too. But, you know, I'll put it this way, where I look at it with the Jets. If they don't get Mendoza, I don't want to stretch for a quarterback. Don't do that. You know, that to me, that's a mistake. Yeah. You know, they did that with Zach Wilson, you know, and it turned out to be a complete disaster. You know, let's say the Jets go 4. I don't know where the Colt pick is now, 16, 17, whatever it is right now. I would just go and take the two best defensive players I can get. That's what I do because the defense is such a mess. Mm-hmm. Give me the two best. It doesn't matter the position. Don't matter. Two best defensive players I can get. We also have two number two picks.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe get another. And maybe, look, I don't know where he's going to wind up. But you know, I've told you this, Teak. I love Diego Pavia.
Yeah.
I know he's small.
Yeah.
But if you can get him second, third round,
right, he's
worth taking a shot.
He's worth taking a flyer on because you just don't know how he's going to. If he can play on the league.
Right.
The Colts pick is currently 18, Joe. So, look, if I'm the Jets, your offensive line feels like it's getting there. You got two edges that you're
Simpson stinks, but he's a free agent. Over
right.
Gone.
So, yeah, but you can bring someone in free agent.
Right.
You got a ton of cap space. But you got your two tackles. You got a good run game right now. You got one of the best wide receivers in football. And you got
to get him healthy.
You need defense, and you probably need another wide receiver. Right, I don't know how deep this wide receiver draft is this year. Last year,
I think
there's always good wide receivers.
Well, how about the kid from Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith? Is he coming out?
No, that's next year. Carnell Tate's the one coming out this year.
I don't know if he's as good as Smith, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you who I love is Texas A&M. That Concepcion is going to go in the first
round,
good.
Too.
Yeah,
right. He's fast, too.
Yeah.
He's very fast. Yeah, no question about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.